You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Carty, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
There he is.
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I convinced them I had to change my opinion on Bigfoot. I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Out in the swamps, what you think I've seen? Something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on his cypress knee, and he was talking moccasin joke. Planning a party to go hell. Out in the St. John's swamps. Sasquatch doing his brand new dance, and he called it the Bigfoot Stomp.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Biscardi. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Biscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Phenomenal, my brother. Phenomenal. I'm feeling super duper duper. And you know what? I can't believe what's going on in the Bigfoot world. It's just blowing
you away.
Neither
can I. Tom, just before I pushed the button to start the show, I got a call from Kentucky. His name is Larry. And he said something happened to him that he never had happened before in his whole life. And he said he's seen this big creature, about 7-8 foot tall. He said it wasn't a bear. And he said it was walking on two legs like a man. And he said he got his shotgun, and it scared the heck out of him. He got his shotgun, and he shot it in the butt, and it ran into the woods. I told him I'll call him back after the show. We're too close to the show starting. But that's what's been happening all week.
You know, and you're right. I mean, I cannot believe how many calls we've got this last week, but it proves one thing, Marco, and remember this. What we've said all along and what we've preached, I don't know, is this, we going on our sixth or seventh year now?
Seventh year?
7 years. The seventh inning stretch. Can you imagine? I guess we're probably the longest Bigfoot show ever that's been on the air. And still going strong, and that's the thing that just blows me away. But like we've preached all along throughout our tenure, of the past 7 years and many, many years before, our migrational routes are increasing. Everybody is adhering to more. We've crossed over to mainstream America. I mean, it's been phenomenal. Every time I think about the roads that we've crisscrossed in America, and you know what, ladies and gentlemen, keep those calls coming in. As stupid as you may think they may be, as crazy as they may that you may think they are, and all the people out there, you know, sticks and stones will hurt your bones, but names will never harm you. Don't ever forget that, ladies and gentlemen, because us people here on Searching for Bigfoot, we take it all serious, because the one that we don't take serious could be that one call that may answer all the questions that we've all had. And those of you who know me know how I am when it comes to that. I'm a stickler when it comes to the phone calls. I got a guy that called just the other day. Email me, too. I hope you're listening, Tim. He does listen. He just found our show about a year and a half ago. I think his name was Tim Pierce. And he says, Mr. Biscardi, he said it would be an honor. I'd like to know about how you go out and start looking for Bigfoot and what kind of gear you need. Well, he gave me his phone number, and I'll tell you what, Bill, I called him one day, and he says, Mr. Biscardi, is that you? What an honor. And I says, let me tell you something. First of all, cut out the Mr. You call me Tom. My dad was Mr., and he's upstairs in the big world where the big guy in the sky called him. I says, I'm just the same old simple guy like you are, and I put my pants on one leg at a time. He says, but man, he says, you know, you've done so much in the Bigfoot world, and you're this and you're that. And I says, I appreciate that, and it's an honor to talk to you. And I told him, anytime we're in your area and you know we're there, you just give me a call. You got my personal cell. You come on out, and I'll love to have you out there, and I'll teach you everything I know in the short period of time that we'll be out in that area. So I got to tell you, it was just an honor to hear from people like that. But I've got to tell you, Bill, the migration is out there, and it's hitting crazy. In the last 5 days, I cannot believe the phone calls that we've received.
No, well, you should have heard it last week. Believe me, I had a guy from England who was visiting Delaware, and him and his family went into a state park after it was closed, you know, at night when they close it. Mm-hmm. And so they were there illegally, and down on the beach they had an encounter, the whole family.
Well, I remember that call, too. Remember one thing, Bill. If they don't get me, they get you, and then they circle back, they recycle, and they call again, knowing that you're either on another line, so they'll get me, and vice versa. And it's crazy. I got to tell you, the ones that we have on the show tonight, I can't wait to get Samantha out here, because I sent one of our guys, because I couldn't do it. We're doing other things, so I sent one of our guys out there, and they had some luck, so I can't wait till we get her on. Without any further ado, who do we got on the first? Is
Daniel Boone. Daniel Boone.
Daniel's on.
Yep, from West Virginia.
Okay, and I remember him. Daniel, you out there?
Hello, hi, Daniel.
Yeah, I'm right here.
How you doing there, young man?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
You remember talking with me?
2 years. Yes, I do.
Well, I'll tell you, it was quite an honor, and I got to tell you something. I looked at those coordinates on the from Google, and oh my God, you were right. How in the hell did you capture that?
Oh, I was just searching around on the satellite image of my home, you know, just searching around, and I wanted to go down where I could see the ground, and I found a pass that the satellite made where, you know, it viewed the ground in early spring, and every time I seen something, you know, a little I had it zoomed out, and every time I'd see a little black thing, I'd zoom in on it, and I found that one and probably seven others. One was carrying a deer, even.
Well, that's the one that I saw. Was that a deer? that had over its shoulder?
Yeah, the one had was carrying a deer, a white-tailed deer, yeah.
Okay, and that's because I saw the white thing off its tail. I figured it was a deer, but my gosh, I mean, what'd you do? Just when you saw that, did you freak out or what?
Oh, no. No, I didn't freak out because when I was 10 years old, I had an encounter myself. Up close and personal, real close.
Well, why don't you do this, Daniel? Before we get into that encounter, tell me about your name. I mean, do you realize that's a famous name? You know that, right?
Oh, yeah, I know it.
Are you a relationship?
Yeah. No, actually, my last name's Smith. And Dad labeled me Daniel Boone because my name's Daniel for a reason. It's 14 in our family, and when we was on the farm, Mom would send Dad out to collect all the kids out of the fields, and Daniel was always missing. Where was Daniel at? Well, Dad would have to walk over the ridge into the woods and find me. Well, when he found me, he said, from now on, your name, your nickname's going to be Boone. And I'm 58 years old now, and most people know me only as Boone. They don't even know my first name.
All right, well, do me a favor, Boone. Tell us the story about your encounter up close and personal at 10 years old.
Okay, I lived in a small town in Randolph County, West Virginia. And it had been raining that day, and we had hogs in a hog pen out past where we had a wood yard. And Dad had put some posts in the ground and strung electric line out through there with light bulbs on it. So when it was dark out, he'd have us kids go out and get an armload of wood and bring it in. Well, it was myself and a sister and a brother. We went out and was loading arms with wood, and in the darkness ahead of us here, this dirt road went past the yard there, went up in the holler, and the breeze was coming down that holler. Well, we had a little dog. His name was Whiskers, a little rabbit beetle. And Whiskers, he was a growling, the hair standing up on the back of his neck and everything, and my sister asked my brother, says, what do you think it is? Well, we've been having trouble with bears coming in around the hog pen. And he said, oh, it's probably a bear. Well, about that time, we started smelling this awful stench. And, you know, it's like an old wet deer or wet dog. And so my brother, he was starting to get nervous. And we noticed that we heard this breathing noise. And it kept getting louder and louder because it was coming right to us. It was walking right towards us in the darkness. We couldn't see it. Well, my brother, he looked down, and our dog had already took off and run to the house. He didn't want no part of it. My brother says, well, let's just drop the wood and run. They dropped the wood and run, or started running. I hesitated a little bit. And it come in real close, and you could actually hear its lungs going in and out like it had asthma. And that stench was getting stronger and stronger, and I could tell that it was no more than 20 feet from me, right in the darkness there. So I finally run, dropped my wood and run, but I stopped halfway to the house, which wasn't very far. And I turned around and told myself, I'm going to get a good look at this thing. It stepped right out in the light, and it was about right around 9 feet tall, and it was identical to the Patterson Patty. Patty, on the Patterson film, that's what it was. It was identical to it, and it stood there looking at me, and, of course, its eyes were glowing red from the light bulb shine, and it turned and walked up over the hill. Well, when I got in the house, the other kids was all excited about a bear being out there. So Mom sent Dad out to check, and he shined the light around a little bit and come back in and said he didn't see nothing. So the next morning, Mom asked my dad, said, Basil, go out there and check again now, you know, see where them bear went. Well, he had us to go with him. We walked out there, and we got right to her, and he asked me, he said, "Now, Boone," he says, "where was this bear at?" And, of course, you know, I was really puzzled because I was trying to put it in my mind that it was a bear, but then I knew it was standing upright and looked like a human being with hair. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I told him it was standing right here, and it went across the road. Well, we turned and went across that road, and right there in the mud was about probably a 20-inch footprint right in the mud. And Dad looked down at it, and because of us young kids, he said, "Yep, just as I thought, a bear." So we went back in the house, and we overheard Dad, or Mom asked Dad, "Now, Basil, was it really a bear?" And he looked at Mom and he said, "No, Ann," he said, "it wasn't a bear." He said, "It had a footprint just like ours, but it was humongous size, you know." He said he don't know what it was. But, you know, I kept that with me all my life until today, now that we got the internet, now that we got the shows on TV, and, you know, and especially the trail cams. We got trail cams. I've seen them, people show me trail cam pictures of them, you know, taking bait off of their bait pals, you know. So this area in here where I live here, there's been a lot of encounters and a lot of sightings. But people here, they keep it hush-hush. They don't say much, you know. But I don't mind talking about it because, you know, I know what I've seen.
Here's the Daniel, here's the big question. Now
okay.
That you know where these things are down in these hollows and stuff, and now to use this
right.
Google Earth stuff, what are you going to do about it?
Well, I was actually, what I do about it, I tell people about it. I don't care if they think I'm an idiot or a nut. That don't bother me. I don't care what people think of me. But I do know what I believe. And, you know, it just so happens that I'm a devout Christian. I believe in Jesus Christ more than I believe in anything else. But I also believe in these Bigfoot because I've seen them. I've had rocks thrown at me. Here just recently I had rocks thrown at me. I had wood knock responses from them. I had them to huff at me in the woods because we used to ginseng a lot on these mountains and ridges around here. So, you know, they're there. They've always been here. By the way, our West Virginia history book that I had when I was going to school, it's got in there a Shawnee word that actually says Allegheny, and it means place of the footprint. Well, that's, you know, why would the Indians say that's what the meaning of that word is then? Evidently, what they done, see, their camps were in Ohio, and they hunted in West Virginia. And they must have seen footprints or the creature itself a lot. So, you know, and I've marked on a calendar, I don't know what the number is, of places, of sightings that's been seen just around this county alone. And, you know, I noticed that these things follow the corridors, the mountain ranges. The most remote places is where they travel. But then they'll hang out in an area that's got a lot of fish or deer. And this county here and surrounding counties is, you know, they're hunting and fishing megas. You know what I mean? There's all kinds of game and everything. So there ain't no wonder that they're around here. People see them every other day or so. You'll hear somebody mention it somewhere in a local restaurant or something that, you know, did you see this or did you hear what happened here, you know. So I'm a firm believer in it.
That's
I really
great.
Am.
And I'm glad you are, and I'm glad that we finally got a chance to hook up. And I'll tell you right now, Ohio and Virginia and North Carolina right now, it's hot as a griddle because right now there's so much action going on in that corridors, especially those tri-state area. You have no idea how hot it really is. Look here. We got a whole lot of show ahead of us, Daniel. I want to thank you so much for joining us. And just mute yourself out, listen to us. And we got a, at the end, maybe people got some questions for you. Can you hang out with us for a while?
Yeah, I could probably hang out for a while.
Well, that's good. All right, mute him out, Marco, and we'll get to our next guest.
What's that?
Let me talk, Chris. I'm reading Kelly.
Marco, you with us?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had to mute myself out. I was on the phone with one of our guests. He's trying to dial in.
Who's on? Yeah. Who's on? I thought you were partaking a little bit of the juice of the grape, my brother.
Well, I wish.
Okay, now.
Cougar's trying to dial in. He's having a hard time.
Who do you got next?
Well, next, what we're going to do is we're going to go to Samantha, and I'm going to, while we're with Samantha, I'll get Cougar Hulk hooked up.
That's one.
Daniel, thank you, and if you could hook on to the rest of the show, we have a 10-minute period at the end there that we'll ask questions and stuff, and we'll open it up for everybody.
Yeah, could you mention to them about the satellite image?
I got it on the webpage.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, as a matter of fact, let me do it real quick. I hope you're listening, Daniel. Ladies and gentlemen,
yeah, he's listening.
If you go up to our website, Bigfoot Live, you'll see that Marco Bill has the coordinates, the Google coordinates, and you can go out there and see the satellite view of the Google Earth. And you'll see the actual link that what we were talking about. Forgive me, I should have mentioned that myself. Without any further ado, let's get stay out there in Virginia area. Let's talk to Samantha. Sam, you out there?
Plug it in.
Yeah.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
How'd you like George?
He was awesome.
Was he awesome?
Yes.
I'm glad, because he said nothing but good things about you guys, and he hopes to come back there by the end of the weekend. I don't know if he told you that or not.
Yep.
Okay.
I hope he does.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, because of the people out in, you know, we got people, 32 countries listening in here on Bigfoot Live, and why don't you explain to everybody out there in the Bigfoot world exactly what's been going on back in your area?
Hold on a second.
Give me the phone.
Get over here. Well? I don't know where to start.
Start from the beginning, honey. There's always a beginning, a middle, and an ending.
Come on, Jack. I've got to talk to this guy. Give me the phone. Thank you.
Well, at first it started with a few noises here and there, and then progressed into something bigger.
Can you talk a little bit louder, Sam?
Yeah.
There you go. It's a lot better.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. Go ahead. Continue.
Well, it went from wood knocks and stuff like that to his actual footprints, and then over as the weeks have progressed now, we've gotten mimics, like whistle mimics back. We've got him talking from ridge to ridge. We've gotten trees snapped and twisted. We got a lot.
Is your beau around tonight? Is he there?
My husband?
Yeah.
No, he's at work, sadly.
Okay, he's way broken, yeah. Because, why don't you tell everybody about the incident where he moved your pickup?
Well, my husband had just got home from work, and, we decided to go back into the hauler to see if we could get anything back there and all that stuff. We came back and we were sitting on the porch for a little bit, and
what happened, Marco?
Don't know. Somehow she dropped off the line.
Well, let me see if I remember parts of the story, ladies and gentlemen. Apparently one of these creatures moved their pickup truck. And I mean moved. I mean just not a little slight push. It moved it somewhere around 3 to 5 feet. So I had sent one of my investigators in that area, and believe it or not, he went gaga goo goo, and he says, there's something out here, Chief. And he's been there since Sunday. He had to leave on an emergency himself and left yesterday, but is coming back again this weekend. Just totally blew him away. And I got to tell you straight up, I'm telling you that there's things going on out there right now that have never been going on before. I've never seen on this Google Earth, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, where you can actually zoom in on an area and, by golly, there's a creature carrying a deer over its shoulders. Not only that, not too far from where the first guy had his encounter, these people are all in the same county in which the creature moved their pickup truck. And they're playing back and forth with the thing at night with different sounds and what have you. So it's been pretty incredible, I got to tell you.
Tom, you know, one of the other things that happened to Samantha and her husband was her husband has went to the bathroom to wash his hands and wash up. And the creature came up to the bathroom window and he saw it, and he just about, well, here she comes back on. She's on right now. Samantha, you were back. Sorry.
I kind of had a little issue with the phone.
Okay. Go ahead there, Tom.
Yeah. Why don't you tell my audience out there about when your husband was in the bathroom shaving and what happened?
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
When he was washing his hands in the bathroom? In the window?
Okay. Well, he had walked into the bathroom, and when he had turned the light on from the window that we have, it's probably a good 6 to 7 feet from the ground. And, he turned the light over the sink off, and when he turned around to go out the door, he looked towards the window, and as soon as he looked towards the window, there was a bang, and then he saw this, like, tall silhouette, like head, shoulders, everything. He opened the window, it was gone.
What happened then, Sam? Did he go gaga goo goo? Did he go get his gun, or did he start screaming? What did he do?
He walked outside and said there was something standing at the back of the house.
Okay.
All right. I'm talking. Call him up.
So, since that happened, you've got a bunch more stuff going on, right?
Yeah, I'm muted, so we'll be able to. What you going to talk on?
Hello?
Hello?
Okay, listen, Sam, we're having difficulties here.
No, it's not Sam. It's somebody else on the... They're talking in the background, Tom.
Yeah,
I just
here's what we're going to do, Bill. Why don't we mute Sam out for a while? Sam, we'll bring you back towards the end of the show, because we're running short. Let's get to our next guest, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Sam, you're going to hang on, right, for the end of the show?
Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
Thanks, Sam. Good. I appreciate that. Who do we got next, Bill?
Well, Cougar is not here. He can't dial in.
Is Jim Dawson on?
Jim is there. He's ready.
All right, let's go to Jim. Let's get out there to
Jim and Scott.
Okay. Jimmy, how are you, son?
Hey, Tom, how are you doing?
Well, lot sales number one. It's been crazy as a dog out here. I got to tell you, between what we've been doing and where we're going and what's happening all over the country right now, it's nuts. I got to tell you, it is totally nuts. I have never seen such stuff going on in my entire life, and as you know, I've been in this business a long time, son.
Well, I tell you, you know, Tom, we've got a lot of activity around here. We've had a lot of great stuff going on and having a lot of fun. Today's my birthday, and we had a wonderful birthday. Now, I've got to tell you, I've never seen this before, but Pat made me a watermelon cake.
Wow.
It's made out of the heart of a watermelon. It's round or cylindrical, and she put whipped cream on the outside of it and fruit, and you cut it like a big old piece of cake, but it's all good for you. It's all watermelon. It's unbelievable. Couldn't believe it.
Listen, but, I got your email, and my gosh, what the hell's going on over there?
Well, we've got a lot of activity around here. My buddy Scott is with me, and he's an outdoorsman. He fishes every day. When I say Scott goes fishing, he stays out on the river all night long and catches a lot of fish. We just cleaned 175 pounds of fish not very 3 or 4 or 5 weeks ago. And I mean, he's just out there fishing all the time on the river all the time. His family owns a multi-use family recreation facility in this area, and we've got quite a bit of acreage, over a mile of river frontage down there. So anyway, Scott had an encounter this past week on July the 7th, and he told me about it. And then he told me about another encounter that he had about a decade ago in the Everglades. And then Scott's brother owns a bunch of horses and runs a riding stable. And last year, just last fall, they had a horse die. They drug it over in the field to dispose of the body over in the edge of the field. And then the next day, Russ went back out there, and the horse had been drugged all the way back out to the middle of the field. And this is all on the trackway between the two rivers I've been talking about. It's right. The Mayak Creek is just right down south of us, and there's two rivers that converge just down from my house. And Scott had the sighting on Sunday the 7th, just about a mile and a half above my house. So Scott's with me, and probably he ought to tell you about it.
Hey, Tom. Let's just switch on over there to Scott. Hello, Scott. How you doing?
I'm doing all right tonight, I guess. I want to tell you about a little bit about me, and then I want to tell you what I saw. And
please,
you know,
do.
I'm 52 years old. I'm an avid woodsman. I spend 99% of my time in the woods or on the river. I love it. And where I live, it's a beautiful place, and there ain't nothing I'd rather do than be outside. And I've done that all my life. And I've never been a believer in Bigfoot. And I've... Sunday night, I was down at a big campground in the river bottoms, and there's a railroad track that runs along the edge of it for probably 2 miles. And I was coming up out of there, and I crossed over the railroad tracks, and there's a steep hill there that the trucks going up and down it have gouged the road out, and it's real rough. Well, I crossed over the railroad tracks, and I headed up that hill, and something... on 2 feet crossed in front of me. The road is real wide there because it's so steep, and people keep edging out to the edge of the road. You know, it makes it wide there. It's probably 15 foot across it, or 20 foot maybe, from ditch to ditch. Do you see what I'm saying?
Of course.
This whatever I saw was on 2 feet, and it was a female. You know how you can look at a deer at a young age in the face and tell if it's a buck or a doe, or you can look at a cow and tell whether it's a bull or a heifer, a stud horse from a mare, a man from a woman. Anybody that's been in the woods as long as I have can tell that in animals. And
I love your analogy. Continue.
This was a female, a hairy female. And it had something in its arms. I have no idea what it was. It was around 7 foot tall. It took 3 steps to get from ditch to ditch. And I went back to this place the next day, and I got out of my truck, and I jumped across the ditch. I threw a beer can out. I collect beer cans and sell aluminum and And I'd do a beer can out right there, and I stopped there that next day, and I jumped across the ditch, and there was no way humanly possible to get into the underbrush and the brush where I jumped across the road. I had to stop and turn around in my tracks and jump back because I was at a dead end. It was impenetrable. I could not get into it. I couldn't go through it. And I've hunted rabbits and stuff and been in some thick stuff that you could plow through. But this you couldn't even plow through. The saplings were about maybe 2 to 3 inches big, and it was impossible to get through. But that's where this dude, female, passed. I mean, she went right through there with no trouble. I mean, was gone. It's the damnedest thing I ever seen. I believe in Bigfoot now.
Well, wait a minute, Scott. Did you go track it or not?
Well, I've told some people about it, and they laughed at me. And me, unlike one of your other guys that was talking on there, I do care what people think about me. I've got a business here, and I do care what people say about me and what people think about me. And I know what I saw, and it was unlike anything I've ever imagined, except for what I've seen on documentaries on Bigfoot of what they've seen, you know, back in the 60s or whenever it was that they done that big deal. But this was, it was unlike anything I'd ever seen. It wasn't a bear. It wasn't anything that I've ever seen anywhere. It was totally amazing. I believe there's something out there now.
Well, let me ask you this. How far is it from where you roost?
It's about probably 7 or 8 miles from where I live.
And how far are you away from Jimmy?
Sir?
How far are you away from Dawson?
I'm sorry, I can't understand.
How far are you away from Jim Dawson?
Oh, it's maybe 6 miles upriver, you know, where the crow flies.
Okay.
Not too far. I'm sitting at Jim's house right now. I mean, it wouldn't take me 10 minutes to drive to my house.
Okay. Jim, can you hear me?
I can.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking we should get Swede and Rocky out there quicker than hell.
Oh, yeah.
While it's still, the trail's still hot.
You know, this walk across the road in front of me, it's there's a railroad track that runs the entire length of the campground there, and it's 2 miles down through there, I know, and everybody been cooking and stuff that day, and I don't know, it's just, it was right in front of the house, and you know, I'm just amazed. I don't know what to say, Tom.
Scott, let me ask you this. Whose property is it? Is it a BLM?
It's individually owned.
We own a bunch of it down there. We don't have any problems with that.
So we can go into that area?
Oh, yeah, I can get it through there, no problem.
Well, let me ask. Well, hold on just a second. Rocky, Swede, you guys on?
No, Rocky and Swede aren't on this week. They've been on the last 2-3 weeks.
Well,
they may be out right now.
I've lived here for 42 years, and the other 10 I lived down in Marathon Key, Florida. And I had crab boats and lobster boats. And I used to go in the airboat over into the Everglades, just not very far across the Gulf of Mexico. And they let you deer hunt down there off of an airboat.
Uh-huh.
And me and a friend of mine was deer hunting one day, and it was right at the dark. We had a couple of small deer on the boat, so we couldn't do our regular 60 miles an hour. We was knocked down to about 40 miles an hour. We come over this big tall patch of grass and small brush, and something took off running in front of us, and it was a hairy, two-legged man. It was taller than what I've seen up here, but that thing outrun us. And he said, "Did you see that?" I said, "I was sitting in front of the boat."
You're under arrest.
And that was another experience that I had. But I wouldn't have told myself, and I've never told anybody about that because of what people, you know, they say, "Well, you're nuts." But
I what they might think. I know. I hear you
a lot. I know what I saw
I was that way
the other
a
night.
Long time myself, Scott. But I don't give a shit no more. I got, it's like water off a duck's back now with me. All right. Well, look here. I'm going to get a hold of Rocky later on, and I'll put him in touch with Jimmy and you and see what's going on. I'd love to come out there myself, but I'm entrenched in my own stuff right now with the guys. We're doing some filming right now, and we got another, almost 3 months, 2.5 months to finish what we're doing. But I am sending guys out from all over the country, like I told you about with Sam and her mama and daddy got something going on out there, and it's been fruitful as hell. But since this just happened there, and we got two of our best boys up there in Arkansas, as Jim knows, I'll get on to Rocky and Swede and see if we can get them out there and see if we can uncover something, okay?
Well, I'd love to have them up here. Jim was speaking about the horse that got moved, and I never went up and looked for footprints or nothing. I know there's some big cats up in that area, but this was a 1,200-pound horse, and he was moved over a quarter of a mile, and a cat usually eats part of, they'll start and eat part of the carcass. But this had been picked up and carried. You could see where it would set it down, but it had been picked up and carried a quarter mile. And I've got another buddy that says he's heard one over by my house, but I've never been over there looking for him either. So,
how's the weather out there?
I'd love to have
you
all up here, me and Jim would.
Scott?
Yeah.
How's the weather out there?
Man, it's beautiful here. But it was about 90 degrees today, and I spent the whole day here on Spring River, or on the river with my friend Jim, and we just had a big day today.
Listen, how's the ticks and the chiggers?
Oh, well, at least we don't have mosquitoes.
We got plenty of them for you when you get here, Tom.
Listen, I love it over there. I've been there, three, four times already, I guess. And I love the accommodations. I love your hospitality. And as a matter of fact, Chico keeps saying, when are we going back? I want to go fishing again.
But I'll
tell you what, Scott, that was the first time we ever knew that you go out with corn and you catch more fish than you can ever eat with that, just those corn kernels, you know.
We skinned, flayed out a bunch of big walleye today, as a matter of fact.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, about 3 9-pounders.
I'll be damned. Shit. All right, well, listen, you guys hang on. Mute yourself out. I'm sure you'll have some questions at the end. And Jimmy, I'll call you back either later tonight or tomorrow.
Okay. We've
got to go out filming again tonight, but I'll get back to you after I talk to the Swede and Rocky, okay?
You bet. Thanks.
Nice meeting you, Scott. Want to see you in person someday.
And I hope to meet you, too.
You're the best.
You have a good night.
Same to you. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Jim. He's one of our team members, and he's got a fine friend out there, Scott, and he just had an encounter, and he shared it with us. Boy, I'm telling you, things are happening all over this country. Let's get back out there to Virginia and talk to my other young man, good friend, like my own son, Anthony. Anthony, how are you, Mr. Rivera?
Doing good there, Mark. I'm sorry, Tom. I'm so used to talking to Marco Bill.
Well, that's okay. Marco Bill and Tom are both the same.
So,
what's going on?
A lot of activity going on here. My goodness. By the way, happy birthday to Jim Dawson.
Well, that's very nice of you. Jim Dawson, I hope you heard that.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. Anthony Rivera from Virginia says happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Okay, what's happening out there in VA?
All right, well, I'm sure you've been catching the shows. Quick update. I happened to go by the spot where you and I had casted that print yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, not yesterday, Monday, sometime after I talked with Marco Bill and made some howls out there because when I got to that particular area, I just wanted to see if anything changed. And before I even got to walk into that area, I started hearing something that sounded like an owl, but it was not an owl. And you know, just to make sure, I was trying to mimic the sounds, you know, coming back. And sure enough, the sounds that I was getting in the reply was not an owl. And so, you know, we were going back and forth for a little while. And so what I tried to do, you know, to try to see if I could bring them in closer, you know, I set up my camera to record. And I tried to make it like I was on the move, and I just started sounding lower, you know, to try to make the sound sound lower. And, you know, again, I'm not good at making these calls, but, you know, I did my best, and I messed up, and then after that, there were no more responses, you know. But it is interesting. I had that friend that I told you about, the only one person I had trust with the information where at work. He happened to be out in that location today, and he sends me a picture of brand new formation while he was out there. So you know, that particular area, there's still stuff going on out there.
Do you ever hear that guy anymore from Gold
East Coast
College?
Jack?
Yeah.
Yeah, I happened to talk to him not too long ago.
What's happening up there? Anything?
Well, he hasn't been going out because he started working again and went out of retirement and got himself a full time job, and so he's doing that, you know, and visiting with family, you know. But he's doing well, but he just hadn't been going out like he used to in the past.
No, I understand. You know, obligations and everything else, and after a while, you know, people calling you all kinds of crazy names and what have you. But he stuck it out pretty long time. You know, there's not many of us left that's got the fortitude, but we know the truth, so we don't care, and, you know, and we just forge ahead. We're like that stupid mule plowing the field. We got that little hat on our head. They're dangling that carrot, and every time we think we dip closer to the end of that row, we think we're going to get rewarded and we're going to catch that damn carrot, but it never happens, does it?
No, but, everybody here in this, you know, Bigfoot family had their own experiences, and so, you know, you just can't take away what we experienced. So
that's the good thing. I'm going to tell you something, Anthony. You've got a lot of actioning happening in that state right now. I've never seen it as crazy as it is right now, and people coming to the front, sharing their stories with us, and there's a lot of action going on, and it's all over this country. You know, the shame about it is it's all happening now in the southeast, where a lot of this crazy weather is, and these heat spells and everything else, and I'm hearing that we're supposed to have a real heat spell by this weekend. It's going to hit us again. And, you know, I'm not used to this damn humidity, you know. It reminds me of back home in New York. And I left that years ago, and then I'm back in it again, and I'm thinking to myself, man, I don't know how you people stand it. Yeah, I hear the stories. Well, we get used to it. I just don't. Are you used to it?
I try to, because it's part of the job. You know, I got to be out there in that heat, especially in the peak of the day. So, you know, just got to make sure we're drinking a lot of fluids, man, so we don't pass out. But
you don't dehydrate yourself. I hear you loud and clear. Well, listen, keep us apprised, and now I guess we're going to have a little caucus here where everybody has any questions for others, and I think I'll handle, you know, hand off this part of the show to you, Marco, if you don't mind. I just wanted to get back in and talk to our friends and let them know that I'm still alive and their A-team is still alive also. And we still got...
Yeah, and if you take a look, Tommy, take a look up there underneath the first thing where it says Greet Families and Friends on www.bigfootlive.com. You see that little old picture of you and the group?
I did.
New York.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, you want to take a look at that tonight? Is it on the main one also?
It's just on the the show.
So it's not on Bigfoot Live?
No, it's on www.bigfootlive. where we list the show. It's right underneath the...
You know, I tried to get on there, Marco, and I couldn't get up there. It doesn't... It's not going in for some reason. Is it down for some reason?
No. No, I was... I mean, I'm on there right now.
Yeah, I tried to get... As a matter of fact, I'm going to go back on to the... let me see. Okay. Where do I go on? The Bigfoot on Google? Oh, wait a minute.
I just type in www.bigfootlive.com.
I did that. Here, I'm on there now, and all I get is the home stream one, about us, mission, what's on the show?
Yeah, push what's on the show.
I just did. Nothing comes up. I'm doing it. Did it three times already.
Huh.
I don't know.
I don't know.
But anyhow, listen, I want to thank everybody out there. I'll be on next week also. We're just doing some stuff right now that's been really, really important, and you'll be hearing about it down the line. But I want everybody to know that we're still alive, doing well, and we're doing what we know how to do best, and that's search for Bigfoot. I'm going to TO the show back over to Marco Bill, and there's a whole lot more show here. Any questions and answers that you may have. Till next time, America. Thank you, Bill. Thank you, guest. Bye-bye.
See you next week.
Bye.
Okay, everybody, I'm gonna call out your names to let everybody know who's on the line here. We got Steve. Steve, you there?
Yeah, you got me here. Oh, well. I got to say hi, but never mind.
That's okay. Daniel Boone, you're on. Anthony, you're on.
All right.
Jim Dawson and Scott, you're on.
Hello.
Happy birthday,
Jim. And Samantha, you're on.
Hey.
Well, everybody, any questions? First of all, any questions for anybody specific?
Hey, Scott had a question for Samantha.
Sure.
Yeah, I did too.
Scott, pick up the... Yeah.
Go ahead, Scott.
You're live. First off. Hello. You have a question for Samantha? Here, you have a question for Samantha? That's the girl in the gym.
Okay, I have a question for Samantha.
Sure.
The activity, has it in the past couple of weeks, is it increasing or decreasing or it's kind of intermittent?
It's actually increasing.
Okay. Has any changes around your home that causing them to be more attractive, to your area?
Not that I know of. I mean, it's just been really hot.
Okay. Did you get any equipment, audio, video recording equipment, just to try to capture what's going on?
Actually, this weekend, we're going up into the woods, and we're going to have a parabolic mic.
Okay.
And try to see if we can't record anything with that.
Okay. Make sure you have a lot of recording time.
Mm-hmm.
If you have something that can last overnight, like I do, I have an Olympus recorder. It's good for 27 hours. Sometimes I'll just set it up and, I'll get about a couple hours of recordings and go through that when I get a chance. So you don't have to stay there and listen.
Yeah.
All right. Did
anybody else got any questions? Daniel Boone.
Yeah, I'd like to know.
Yes, Steve.
Yeah, I was going to ask a question about that car incident. Man, Now, how did that happen again? Tom told it once, and then I kind of flipped my mind. But he said something about, I guess, one of those Bigfoots came to your car or something and started shaking it or something like that.
Now, Samantha, he's talking to you, and it's about the truck being moved about 4 or 5 feet when you guys went out in the woods to investigate.
Yeah, and then I lost signal with everybody.
Yeah.
Well,
Well, we went out in the woods to investigate to see if we can't get any calls, and then we came back, and we were sitting on the front porch, and my husband looked at his truck because we have started, like, we started to hear more noises and stuff like that, and he looked at his truck, and he said, "My truck has been moved." And wow. He started looking around, and he walked down there. He said, "My truck was moved 4 feet from where it was parked." And we had fingerprints, we had handprints on it, and we even have the skid marks where it slid back.
Wow. That's incredible.
Maybe that's where you should set up the camera, inside the car.
Yeah.
I'd hate to go up against him, especially when he's moving a car.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, God, yeah. Especially when the e-brake is on, because where the heel is, we have to put the e-brake on.
Wow.
Wow.
I've never had trouble with them pushing a car, but they like throwing rocks at me.
Well, I've only had trouble having them smile at the camera.
Yeah, just 3 days ago over in our wilderness area, I was over there, and I done some wooden knocks, and I got a response from the ridge. And he got quiet on me is what he'd done. And then when I went down a trail to cross the creek over toward the area where he was at, there was a beaver dam there. And the beaver dam backed up and was over the pathway. So I decided not to cross the creek. And it's a good thing I didn't cross the creek, for evidently he must have been there watching me, and he started pelting rocks at me. And I mean,
yeah,
pretty good sized rocks. Yeah. And I kind of backtracked, you know, not immediately, but just kind of wandered back to the car. Yeah, we have a lot of activity here in this county.
Does anybody have any questions for Daniel Boone?
Hey, this is Scott from Arkansas.
Yeah.
No, uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You know, I've seen lots of things that I couldn't explain. And, I've seen lots of things that I didn't know what was and couldn't explain. But I can explain what I seen last Sunday night. I can explain to you to a T what I saw. And, that's just a fact. It's what I saw has made a believer out of me, and I just urge people not to be pig-headed or one-sided on this subject, because I never thought that I would see one clear as I did Sunday night. It's amazing to me.
Well,
that's about all I got to say, I know what I saw,
yeah.
And what I saw is what I said, and that's just the way, what I saw. And it's amazing to me that those animals could be moving around and more people not see them. But I've lived here for 42 years, and that's the first one that I've seen, and it sure made a believer out of me. I never expected to see one, and it didn't last for long, but I know what I saw.
Yeah,
well, you know, tonight one of our guests didn't show up. Was Cougar. He couldn't dial in. Something wrong with his phone. But he's a young kid. He's about 15, 16, about 15 years old, 14 years old. And his experience was his first experience, and he was outside, and he seen one of these creatures, and he ran into the house. And of course, at first nobody believed him, but then they went back out with him, and the other people saw it as well, and took off into the woods. So, I think most people, when most of the calls that I get on the Bigfoot Hotline are people who never even imagined that they would see a creature like this, and it just happens by circumstance. And when they do, it's shocking. Sometimes it's very scary or frightening. And bewilderment comes about you as well. Did I really see what I saw? Things like that.
You look,
it'll make you look back, too, on things that, well, I'll keep it on eye. It made me look back on things that I've seen in the past that could have been something or could have been this, could have been that, but this couldn't have been anything else.
No, I understand, totally.
This couldn't have been anything else. I mean, there ain't nothing, I've never seen, this couldn't have been nothing else, unless there's maybe gorillas running around in Arkansas somewhere.
Well, Scott, what do you think? Scott, how far was it in front of you? How many feet, you think?
Maybe 25, 30 feet. I mean, and I've got a four-wheel drive that's got a 4-inch lift kit and big tires, and I'm sitting way up off the ground anyway. And, you know, 25, 30 feet ain't very far.
What do you think it weighed?
Jim, it was hard. I only seen it for a few seconds, but I'd say it weighed close. And I, you know, I've got horses and I've left with cattle and elk hunted, and I can guess the weight of pretty much anything, pretty close to it. And I'd say it weighed 600 pounds.
Wow. What color was it?
Good Lord.
It was kind of auburn, a reddish, light auburn maybe, a reddish tan. It took three steps to go 15, 18 feet across a road.
How fast did it happen?
Less than 2 seconds, 2-3 seconds. I mean, it was there, and I said, "Well, there's a deer," and I said, "No, it ain't a deer," and it was gone. It was gone that fast.
I mean, I know the brush you're talking about on that side of the road.
It comes across me in the middle of the road.
I've got
it right there in front of me.
I've got a 2-acre lot that's right above that, Scott, that's cleared off. You know, wherever you got that right there as you get up the road on the left-hand side where it went across, just above that, I've got that 2-acre lot up there. And, mine and Tony's and Howard's. And, but you know what? We've been trying to sell it for a while, but I think we're going to be camping on it.
That'd be a pretty place to camp, I guess.
Well, I'll tell you, everybody. If there are no more questions, what I'd like to do is I'd like to thank everybody, first of all, for coming on the show as a guest. I want to thank each and every one of you for taking your time out tonight to be with us and to share your experience with us. We will see everybody next week. Tom will be back again next week. And until then, keep Bigfooting and keep up the good work. I'll be contacting each of you during the week there just to see how things are going. And, again, thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
Good night, everybody.
That's a wrap.
Hey, good night,
Phil.
Ivan was a no-bear tracker. Tom was a man with dreams.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Marco Bill, and that's the Bigfoot Live radio show for this week. All of us on the Bigfoot Live network would like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests for joining us tonight for an exciting evening of talk show entertainment where you, the listeners, become a part of our on-the-air adventure. And we'd also like to thank you, our listeners, for sharing our adventure with us. Join us again next Wednesday evening for another exciting hour of the Bigfoot Live radio show with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. Until then, this is Marco Bill saying good night, and be good, be safe, and be here next week. See you then.
Reason for the fact.